Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here and taking the time to listen to the show. I've got Pam and Ricky joining me today. We're going to have some Disney news off the top of the podcast. We're going to talk about the newly announced Club Run Disney. Pirates League is closing and much more. And then we use listener Eric's suggestion. We talk about the top 10 places to relax at Walt Disney World. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're headed to a Disney destination, support the show and book with the best agency out there. That's themagicforless.com. Drop by their site, check out all the great specials. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And as you do that online shopping, please click through our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits and it costs you absolutely nothing extra. And every purchase does help support everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1597 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We hope that you are doing well, getting ready for the big game, the Niners and the Chiefs. Chiefs here from Missouri, so go Chiefs. I'm going to root for the semi-hometown team on Sunday, but I'll probably be in a car coming back from a cheer competition. So it'll be old school on the radio. Never listened to a Super Bowl on the radio, so that'll be kind of interesting. But, you know, I love radio, so it'll be kind of fun. So today we are going to have some fun Disney talk, a little Disney news at the top of the show, and we're going to talk about the top 10 places to chillax or to chill out at Walt Disney World. So stand by for that. First, joining me today for the show, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky. Welcome to the big game weekend.
Yes, I am so excited. Like I said, I love this weekend. It is one of my favorite weekends. So I am amped. I am pumped. Let's do this. Yes.
Do it. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, how's it going?
Happy Friday. I will be in the world. So nice. I actually was just putting two and two together.
Two and two.
Two. You can't see this on the radio or on your phone, the podcast, but I'm making the sign for this. But yes, so hashtag call me stupid. I don't know. We need a teacher for that, Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. With call me stupid. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hashtag call me stupid. But yes. So anyways, yes, I will be in the world. And I don't even know what we're doing on Sunday yet. So
happy to keep me posted on options to do things around Walt Disney World for the Super Bowl. Because
I know we won't be watching it.
No, I'm sure. But I could use a picture if you know what I mean for a certain.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I know they're showing it in
Super Bowl related. Send me a
picture. I'll take a picture of me.
They're showing the Super Bowl at Atlantic Dance Hall, I believe. I know they're making that into a venue for football. It's funny because they posted an article on the Disney Parks blog about a new place to watch NFL football games on Sunday, like last week. It was Atlantic Dance Hall.
Wait, they did?
Yes.
How did I miss that?
I saw it somewhere. And the thing is, like, there's only one game of the year left at this point. Like, it was after the Super Bowl had been set. Like, this isn't the place to go watch Sunday football. There's one game left, so I'm assuming they're going to show the Super Bowl there.
I'm assuming
that. New place to watch the one game.
Yeah,
the one game
left.
You should announce that, like, in September. You know, like, it was totally weird timing.
It's weird.
So, good luck to your team. Hopefully your team wins. And let's talk some news here off the top of the show. Then we'll get to the top 10 places to relax at Walt Disney World. During the question show on Wednesday, somebody brought up the topic of Club Run Disney. It's actually going to be in Atlantic Dance Hall. You got to wear short shorts and compression sleeves, and you got to have a little, what's that stuff called? They put on the sticks during the races, the biofreeze. You got to have that on you. So that you have regular clubs, you wear cologne. This one, you wear biofreeze.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be Carissa and Jeff Galloway. There'll be the DJs. you know, everybody will be out there just encouraging you, telling you how fun it's going to be. And then at mile 17, you're like, they lied.
Right.
So anyway, no, that's not really what it's going to be. But Club Run Disney is actually, they call it, they say, take your Run Disney experience to the next level with the new Club Run Disney. From the pre-race prep to the enchantment of running through a Disney theme park to the exhilaration of crossing the finish line, there's magic in every step of a Run Disney event. Now there's something to make the experience even more magical. Club Run Disney, a new unique membership opportunity for runners like you. Available in 3 year-long membership levels, each with limited availability, Club Run Disney offers a range of perks and special benefits. So you can sign up for this starting on February 18th, 2020. There's 3 levels, Silver, Gold, and Platinum. Silver starts at $265.43. Gold is $478.63. Platinum is $798.43. Everybody gets a jacket, I believe. You get the opportunity to sign up early. You get some special designation on your bibs. You can just check it out at rundisney.com/club-rundisney. I'm not going to go into everything here, but, you know, people have been asking me a lot about this because I love Run Disney. I love the races. Here's my take on this, and I want to get your guys' take on this. So there are some things you get. You get this really cool jacket, which, I mean, it's cool looking, but I have so many jackets at this point. Like, I tend to get a jacket every race weekend, so I probably got 6 or 7. You get a membership card, you get, you know, a magnet and so forth. I mean, there's little goodies that you get. The thing is, I think this would have been more enticing to me, say, 5 years ago, when the fervor to sign up for races, I would actually take off work to sign up for Dopey because I was so nervous I wouldn't get in. It would sell out so quickly. Thank goodness, and I'm glad for this, that the fervor's kind of died down a little and I'm not as stressed. I know that if I'm on there the day it goes on sale, and I, you know, I'm set and I got my credit card, everything's squared away, I can get in. I don't really stress, but I know that I can usually get in, knock on wood. But I haven't had trouble getting into the races I want over the past 2 to 3 years. So there's not a lot here. And the thing is, for me, and again, this is just my perspective, Run Disney is very expensive for the races. I mean, they're great and they're worth it. I enjoyed it or else I wouldn't do it. But I don't really want to pay, go in at the silver membership level at $265 additional dollars per year to sign up for a race. That's just me, you know, like I can run the race without it and still have such a great time. For me, another example I had was last year I ran the Princess. I did the 10K and the half marathon, but I didn't do the challenge, which were the 2 races. And I only got the 2 medals. I didn't get the 3rd medal. And that was fine because I'm for the excitement of the race and the you know, the experience of the run. The medals are fun. You hang them on the wall. But I mean, it didn't bother me that I didn't get the 3rd medal, you know, like, it's just not me. You know, it's just, I like being out there and having the experience, taking the pictures, seeing the people, you know, and all that stuff. I don't know if I want to pay like $265 or almost $500 for the gold or $800 for platinum each year to be in this club. I know that a lot of stuff has moved to subscription services. That's what this is. You know, it's just like you get your music through a subscription nowadays. You get your, you know, you get your video, you know, like your Netflix, everything's subscription, Disney Plus. And I get it. And there's an audience for this. I just don't think it's me. So, Ricky, what did you think when you saw this?
Money grab. I mean, plain and simple. It's just, it's another one of those, hey, guess what? We have this great idea of getting more money out of people who are addicted to our product, which is Run Disney. Because we know a number of people who are, you know, obviously love the Run Disney product. I mean, Mike, of course, you love the Run Disney product.
I do. I love it. I mean, it's awesome. I just hung my medals in the new house here last weekend, and
exactly
great memories. But I don't think I need anything extra. I don't.
No. And I think that a lot of people are going to feel this way. I agree with you. I think that if this had been introduced a few years ago and the fervor was a little higher, it might have been worth it. I also think that if you got a race included in the price,
I think that's the key.
That yes. This would be worth it. Like, you were guaranteed a race. You could pick which race you wanted. You've already paid for it. Like, I think that that's fair. Now, and if you wanted to upgrade to, say, the challenge, you could upgrade to the challenge at that point. Or if you wanted to upgrade to the Dopey or whatever, then you could. But I think that by just having it be a, you know, just this, hey, you get a jacket and, you know, this and that, like, I don't think that that's worth the money. Like, I really don't. And I certainly wouldn't pay that much to, you know, just to have the opportunity. It wouldn't happen for me. So I think that, you know, it's just, it's too, they're too late on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're too late on introducing it. If they wanted to have people be like, yeah, let's sign up for it, because I feel like they should have done that a couple years ago, if that was the case. So,
and I think too, you know, you even have to go to the gold membership level to get that guaranteed opportunity to purchase one spot and a half marathon or greater.
Exactly. And I agree with George too. That corral bump thing is terrible.
Yes.
Like, that is ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous to me that they are allowing you to move up in the corral just because you paid for it. Like, that is what gets me on this one too, I think.
Well, the other thing is too, and we haven't talked a ton about this, but travel agents can now book packages that include guaranteed race registration.
Mm-hmm.
All of the races.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, you can do that or not do that. There's advantages and disadvantages. I talked to my guests about that. You know, they're for some people, they're not for everybody, because you're kind of locked in and you got that. I mean, it's like once you register for a race, it's just with Run Disney. I mean, once you're locked into that rate, once you pay for that bib, man, you're in there. So you got to make sure you're going. There's just, with this Club Run Disney thing, though, I don't know. Like, especially, like I said, the upgraded corral placement, the corrals are supposed to be there for a safety
thing. Exactly.
It's safety.
Yeah.
You don't want people blasting from Corral H. You know, they're going to run an 8-minute mile. I mean, they're going to get frustrated. They're going to hurt somebody. They're going to hurt themselves. It just, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that if you get this, there's anything wrong with it. It's just not for me. It just doesn't benefit me. I don't see the advantage to paying $800 because it's a year. It's not like a one-time fee.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's really expensive. And the races are expensive.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, I'll be honest. You know, I love Run Disney, but this is the first year I've looked outside of Run Disney for races. I'm running Chicago in October just to get the experience, and I hope to maybe someday run New York just to see what it's like. I mean, I don't know. It probably won't be as fun, but it'll be an experience either way. So,
but it's an experience. Yeah, exactly. So
we shall see. All right. Another thing that just happened lately is that Smuggler's Run is now accepting Fast Pass reservations. So you can do that in Batu. So, Pam, what do you think about that? The dust has kind of settled, Rise is open. They're still feeling their way because they're changing. I read today is the day we record that the boarding group return time isn't necessarily always going to be 2 hours. I've heard that it's going to be between 1 and 2 hours. So they're still feeling their way with Rise, but I think that Smuggler's Run, they're starting to get a handle on the crowds for that. So FastPass is available.
Sorry, yeah, I agree. And the thing about, I think that, I don't know. See, I've actually waited in line for Smuggler's Run because the queue is that interesting. There's just a lot of really cool things to see. And if you use the Play Disney app too, there's a lot of things for you to do during that, which is interesting. But yeah, it's time, I think. I really feel like they've worked the kinks out of Smuggler's Run. It has always been a ride that ran fairly efficiently with not that many breakdowns. You just didn't see it happen that often. So that was a good thing. And I think it's time for this. So yeah, I think they're trying to feel their way through what they're going to do with this new Hollywood Studios and the way that that looks now. We're going to have Mickey's Runaway Railway coming soon. Probably in March, right? So looking at that. And Rise of the Resistance, the boarding groups seem to be working. They seem to be moving people through, and lots of people are getting to experience them, so they work well.
Yeah. I mean, it has its days every once in a while where it'll have a rough like start. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think the boarding groups are probably the best option at this point. It's just so dang popular. And it's worth it. I mean, I like it. It's a hassle at this point, but the people who are willing to put up with the hassle get to have the experience, which is, I think, how it has to be. I mean, I'd much rather have it that way than people buy their way in.
It's much more fair. Yeah. Right. It's much more fair than just having it be, I don't know, like the way opening up the FastPass system to it, if you would say that. I mean, then it's so dependent on things that you literally have no control of. The speed of your connection, the speed of the Disney connection, your My Disney Experience account, and everything going on there. So lots of things here. This way, you know, if you're there, you're going to have the opportunity to ride it. So if you're there when the park opens. So
and to get your blood pumping at that 7 o'clock in 2 seconds. You're like, oh, let me get in, please. God, let me ride the ride. It's so fun. I love the ride. All right, Ricky, there's one more news story I think you mentioned. Are we missing something here before we jump into the top 10?
So, big news, the Pirates League at in Adventureland at the Magic Kingdom is actually closing, which this is kind of a surprise to me. You know, I didn't hear a lot of people talking about it, but I still felt like it was popular enough, but maybe not, unfortunately. So it will be closing officially on July 27th. For those who didn't know, the Pirates League was actually kind of similar to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where Gus got transformed thanks to makeup and accessories, where they would be able to resemble like a pirate or a mermaid or things like that, thanks to hairstyling and facial effects and other things like that. So, you know, I thought this was a really good idea, the Pirates League, because first of all, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique has a cutoff of age 12. It looks like the Pirates League didn't have a cutoff for age at all, which, you know, if you wanted to be an adult and do something special, you know, like this would be it, you know, like if you wanted to do like your own version of Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, but for adults, just with a pirate kind of theme to it, like this is it. This would have been perfect. And then the other thing is I found that the packages were more cost effective.
Yes, they're cheaper.
So, yeah, I think that that's, you know, part of why it was a good option. But I guess it just wasn't doing what Disney wanted. So they're going to close it, which is, I know a lot of people are really bummed about that, which they should be, you know, because it was a unique idea. It was a really cool thing for guests to be able to do. But unfortunately, no more starting July 27th.
So, Pam, what do you think is behind this? This is like the end of because the pirates were so hot for like a decade. I mean, is just the waning demand on pirates? I mean, there hasn't been a new Pirates movie in a while. And I mean, maybe the time is just come and gone. But the thing is, I don't know what they're going to do with that space. I mean, it seems like it'll just close up. Like, as much, right. I mean, obviously it's a revenue thing, but I would think that the revenue would still be worth having it open. Maybe not, though. I mean, I've seen not many people in there walking past it.
And let's think about it. It could be closed and then reopened as the same thing or a similar thing or a different new and exciting thing or a closed thing that stays closed.
Or a closed thing.
That happens.
So we just don't know. We don't have any information on it this time, and Disney hasn't said what they're going to do at this time. So I think that's something, you know, that we can always look towards. And I think, too, it also really was there to sort of fill a niche that was created when there were so many people who wanted Bibbidi Bobbidi and they didn't have multiple locations like they do now. So they were like, okay, here, you can have this, you know what I mean? So I think that was there, but you know, it actually was something that you didn't see a ton of people at. I mean, you would see kids at it occasionally, but it's certainly not anything like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So I think that's where we are. Sometimes you gotta close something that's not quite as popular as you hoped it would be, so.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, they had the, you know, speaking, we talked on Friday or on Wednesday about the, you know, Villains After Hours and the Animal Kingdom After Hours and debated that. But I mean, if you remember, like at the fervor of all this, there was the Pirate and Princess parties, too. You know, that was short lived, but people loved that, too. So, I mean, this times come and go. So, I mean, it was a fun thing. And you're right. I mean, who's saying it might have popped back up?
That's right.
What if they make you out like a jump?
New pirate movies with maybe Zac Efron. So
I read that. That's just you just leave it alone. But I mean, you could maybe they're going to make you into Jungle Cruise skippers and kind of move it over with the new Rock movie.
Oh, that would be cool.
Do kids want to be a Jungle Cruise skipper as much as they want to be a pirate, though? I mean, pirates are kind of tougher.
I don't think so. No. Yeah. Pirates are pretty
cool. No. Yeah. Do kids want to ride the Jungle Cruise? I don't know.
You'd maybe after the movie.
Yeah, I know. You have kids, you know, saying puns all the time. That'd be
That's right.
Crazy.
Maybe after the movie.
Yeah, God help the teachers. Okay, so let's get into our top 10 places to chillax at Walt Disney World. Could be in the parks, could be at the resorts. Just stuff off the top of our head, because we didn't really, you know, we didn't come up with this one a week in advance. We're doing it off the top of our heads. It's not really going to be a top 10. It's going to be a collection of 10
Stop
places.
Stop acting like that's a
Just saying. Yeah, like that's how
Because I don't want to say like 10 to 1.
You know that's how this works. We come up with things like 5 seconds before we start the podcast. You know that's how this goes.
But I know. But here's the deal. I have some, but it's not really a top 10. It's just like we're going to go through until we get to 10. So I'm going to give. Right, so we're going to go in a circle. Okay, so we're going to go in a circle here. So one of us is going to give an
I'm
going to
give 7 of them.
All right.
Okay, so Pancake does 7. I'll give 1. Mike gives 2. Done.
Here we go. And you can help us out in the live chat, folks that are watching. My first one I want to offer, and this is seriously one of my favorite places just to be at Walt Disney World. Specifically, it's the patio at Olivia's with friends having a meal outside. That is one of the coolest places that I love at Walt Disney World. Now, it's probably because when I've had meals there, it's always been with my best friends. We've had great food. We've had great conversation. A lot of times we had drinks. But it's beautiful there because you see people like coming and going. When you're on the patio, you see, this is what I love watching people. And I know it's kind of weird, but I like watching other people on vacation at Walt Disney World. I like the excitement of the kids, you know, like they're either heading out to the bus or they're coming back and they have balloons, they have a plush Mickey, and they're kind of talking about the stuff they did with like cousins or friends or grandma and grandpa. Again, you're sitting there, just you get to see the water, you know, out on the, you know, the waterway out at Old Key West. They have lots of beautiful flowers and flags that are colorful. Just one of my favorite places to be is the patio at Old Key West, chilling out with a good meal, a nice drink, and great friends. So that's where I'm going to lead us off. Because not in a theme park, but it's a place that I highly recommend you check out. All right, Pam, give us another place to chillax at Walt Disney World.
So I'm going to a theme park, and I am going to say at the Animal Kingdom, the Nomad Lounge.
Yes.
Because it is, again, a really cool location. And sometimes it's hard to just find a place that you want to hang out at the Animal Kingdom, right?
Right.
Oh, George agrees with me, see? And, you know, there are places that you can sort of hang out and relax, but nothing like the Nomad Lounge, because you can go here when it's raining, because it's covered. As long as it isn't torrential, like sideways rains, you're still going to be fine and wait it out. Like Mike said, you can sort of in the distance see people sort of coming and going from Pandora and like get a view of that. And it's so themed and really just a cool location. It has good drinks, good snacks. I've been there with good friends too. And I would go there, you know, if it was like down the street, I'd go there like every other day. So anyways, love the Nomad Lounge.
We rode out a thunderstorm there one time, a bunch of us. And God, it was the greatest place to be in a thunderstorm. Because I love Florida thunderstorms. I know it's like, it's one of my favorite things this summer. Because you just get good ones. Like there's deluges down there and the lightning and the thunder. Because I love weather. And it was just a great place. Because we're sitting on these comfortable couches. And it was literally just pouring right outside. You know, we're sitting there drinking Leaping Lizards. It was awesome. And they have a drink called Leaping Lizard.
They have
there
a drink go. For us.
No, seriously, we're boo right there. We get it. All right, Ricky, give us one. What do you got?
So I am also going to go with a loungy type area in the parks. And I'm going to go with Baseline Tap House. This is a favorite of Brian and mine. We absolutely love going to Baseline Tap House. Brian likes getting a beer or, you know, two, because they have a decent selection there. It's not a big selection, but at least it's, you know, something that's a little more unique overall. They have the giant pretzel with the cheese, which is so, so good. Then they also have their charcuterie board, which we
there
also
you go. I had to say it.
Charcuterie, ding, ding.
Okay, we got to see starting today.
Keep that.
January 27th. of 2020. Yeah. How many shows can we get charcuterie?
That's
in?
Right.
This works. All right. So you got the charcuterie board, which is so yummy. And they have that awesome jazzy music inside. That's
I'm making a note.
Yes, good job. Steve got your pad up. So the jazzy music. Then if you want to sit outside, yeah, they have the great areas outside that you can go to as well. Baseline Tap House is really where it's at. It is such a fantastic spot to just get away at Hollywood Studios and relax. And the good thing about it is it's unlike, I hope I'm not stealing another one, but unlike the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, you don't have to like have a seat, you know, go up and ask for a seat. You can just go in, grab a drink, grab, you know, your food or whatever, and either eat there or go somewhere else in the park if you'd rather or whatever. You can take it to go. So like, I think that that's the nicest part about Baseline. It's just, it's really casual. So
I will say at Marathon Weekend, agreeing with what you just said, Ricky, Jared and his squad that ran together as the PhotoPass photographers, there's like eight of them. Yes. You've seen the pictures if you're on the Lizards or if you've seen any of my pictures. They have the best. They actually, their costumes are so good. People come up to them and ask them, you know, my photos aren't showing up on my Disney experience. They're like, dude, these are just costumes. We're running them, you know, back off.
Yeah.
But that's how great their costumes are. But anyway, what they did, they had the perfect hack for like your Rise of Resistance. They went into the park, did their Rise of Resistance thing. They got the table right on the corner there by Galaxy's Edge entrance. Like it's, you know, it's outside and it's right on that corner on the rail. And they just watched people coming and going. They were having drinks and snacks. And oh man, that's like, this is perfect. This is great.
Great people watching there. Yes. It's fantastic. I love Baseline Tap House. It has seriously become one of my favorite places to go in Hollywood Studios.
There you go. All right. My next one is going to be in Epcot. And I love this place. And I always get the name of the restaurant wrong. It's the table service restaurant in Japan where you can go up and it's so tucked away. It's got covered little tables outside. What's restaurant. It called?
You said table service.
The counter service place.
Ketsura Grill.
That's it. Yeah. It used to be called something else back in the day, though.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
I love that. For one, they have great food. I love their food. Good stuff. Yeah. They have Coke Zero, too. And but the other thing is, it's just a great environment. You can totally chill back there. You got the big koi fish you can watch. Even though you're really, really close to the promenade and World Showcase, you literally do feel like you're way tucked away. It's very peaceful. It's zen. So it's perfect. So I would totally go there. Yes. So the up the steps and back to the left. That's also a good hidden bathroom if you ever need to go. It's small, but it's hidden. We should do a show on that again. We did bathrooms years and years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the bathroom episode?
Yes. We might have to do that again someday because there's a lot of new ones.
Yeah, because there's new and better
bathrooms. Totally. Much better bathrooms.
Totally. There are some that are worse, I think.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, where you don't want to be caught dead. All right, Pam, give us another.
So I'm going to go with a new one here. Ready? There are some tables in Galaxy's Edge by the Ronto Roasters area that are up against sort of the wall and sort of outside so that you'll see them there. And I love that location because, first of all, you oftentimes see some folks you may recognize from Star Wars running around and engaged in some kind of thing and engaging with the guests. And I think that that's a really cool experience to be able to watch and see that. You also get to look out over the Galaxy's Edge area, which I am still, every time I'm there, I'm sort of pinching myself, right? Because it feels like you have walked into a Star Wars movie. So I like that. You hear a lot of the sounds behind you because the Ronto Roaster makes, you know, they're using an old engine from a spaceship,
yeah, they are,
for goodness sakes, to cook stuff there. So it makes a lot of noise, you know, there's that going on. You can hear some of the sounds too of, like, you know, cruisers going over you, and also, so I love that. It's sort of a nostalgic thing, I think, for me because I love Star Wars so much, but I think everyone would enjoy having that experience and getting to see that. So that's, I love that place.
You know, I sat exactly there when we were down for Marathon Weekend two mornings when we were in the studios, both waiting out Rise of Resistance boarding times. And I grabbed a Ronto wrap. And again, the hack is, and I'll tell you what, the mornings I was there, the line for Ronto Roasters for breakfast was so long, they had the person with the stick, the cast member that said, the line starts here.
Wow. Dude,
I'm not kidding. The line was probably 40, 45 minutes long. I am not joking. You know what? They had
Ronto wrap.
But you know what? They have mobile order.
Yes. Dude,
boom. Oh, I ordered mine right there. Walked up 3 minutes later. It was ready. I'm like, suckers. You know, because I felt bad. You know, because like everybody's like a sucker standing in the line. Like, I just wanted to yell, like, people, get out your app. Order. Like, don't do this. Like, you know, you don't want to tell everybody, or else then you're in a, you know, you don't have the advantage yourself. But I was just like, oh, man. Like, it was, I placed the order. I pushed, I'm here. We had the table right there, Pam. And we watched Rey go by. We watched Chewbacca. Some stormtroopers. Yeah. You know, it was like dinner. It was like breakfast in a show. And that breakfast Ronto wrap is so good. I had it twice. Oh, so good. I mean, it's just basically like breakfast stuff. And
the Ronto wrap is interesting, though, too. I've just had like a bite of someone else's a couple times. But each time I'm like, golly, I never would have even thought to order this because it's like a sausage and like
it's pork, like a brat.
And stuff. So whatever. Yeah. But it's good. It's surprisingly good. So I think for a snack, you can't beat that.
I love it. I'm having another one of those, too, and I get it. But I'm already figuring, I'm not worried about Princess Half Marathon. I'm worried about where I'm eating.
What am I eating?
I
think you're going to have to plan.
Yes.
No, I don't plan. I just like, what sounds good today? All right, I need a breakfast round to wrap. Going to the studios. That's me. Especially on these short, little weekend trips. That's just more fun.
Cinnamon roll, yes.
Done. I didn't have one of those last time.
I know you didn't. You had the Ronto wrap.
I know. I know. See, Mike can get out of his ruts every once in a while.
Exactly. Every once in a while. But then he gets in a new rut. And then it's
I do. So it'll be this again. This will be the new rut. All right, Ricky, give us another place to chill.
I am not going with a restaurant. What? Okay, so I am actually going with an attraction, and I am going with the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. Yes, this is the best place to go and relax because, I mean, now, okay, so the word has definitely gotten out, let's be honest. There's a line for the People Mover.
Dude, there's an iPhone case that said, I'm chilling on the TTA or something like that. I mean, that's when the word's out.
Back in the day when I could literally just say, want to go around again? And they let me. Now I have to get off, which makes me sad. But you get on the TTA. It is a ride. So you actually get a ride on, you know, on the notch of, hey, I did an attraction today at Disney World. And then you get to see all the people down below, which is one of my favorite things to get to do is actually just people watch. You get to go in Space Mountain, and that's always fun. You can potentially see Space Mountain if it's, you know, closed down too. Like it's got the, you know, if the lights are all on, that's always fun. Or during the Halloween or the Christmas party when they were like lighting it up like Christmas down there and it was all lit up and I could totally see the attraction. That was awesome. The TTA is so relaxing. If it's hot, you got the breeze going on you. It's just, it's so peaceful and so tranquil. And, you know, I love the TTA so much. It is just a favorite, and if it's not a Magic Kingdom trip if I'm not going on the TTA.
Ricky, that's a great one. That is I give you credit. That's a great one, but that is so 1994.
I know. See?
Because, and I was scared you were going to take mine. I have the new place to chillax.
Are you
it's on the Skyliner. You got to get on the Skyliner. That is the new TTA, and I'm telling you because, like many times, I would have run my race over Marathon Weekend, and the gardeners were staying at Old Key West, and I was staying at Pop Century. So we'd be like, let's go to Garden Grill. Go back, take a shower, and I'll meet you at Garden Grill at 9 o'clock. And so the thing was, like, after running a race and, you know, getting a shower and it's early morning, the thing is they give you, a lot of times, you can get your own Skyliner gondola by yourself as a solo person. And I'm telling you, man, that ride, anywhere you go on the Skyliner, it is a great place. Because it's like you get to see the beauty of the resort. It's quiet. There's a little wind whistling through the vents as you're going. Little narration, maybe a little too much. I don't know. Like sometimes she comes on and tells me stuff I don't necessarily I think I need to know, but that's another time for another place. But the thing is, especially the run over to Epcot, it's a little bit longer. It's kind of like the monorail to Epcot. Oh man, it is just a great place because when you have that gondola to yourself, you can kind of put your feet up. You can see everything. There's a nice breeze. It's cool. Oh man, over Marathon Weekend, I love that as a place to relax. Great place. So Skyliner. That's the Skyliner's the new TTA for chillaxing. I'm gonna say. All right, Pam, give us another.
So one of our favorite places to chillax happens to be any mode of boat transportation on property.
Amen.
It's just there's something about being on a boat, whether you're on the ferry from the TTC over to the Magic Kingdom, or you're taking one of the resort launches from Wilderness Lodge over to the Contemporary of the Magic Kingdom, or you're in the Epcot area. Even, you know, you can take the boat over to Hollywood Studios, but you can also take the boat from different parts of Epcot to different parts of Epcot. Now, it's not the most efficient transportation by any means. It's always going to be faster to walk, but sometimes you're just like, you aren't doing it to save time. You're just hanging out and enjoying. But the boats at Walt Disney World, I love them. So many of the captains are awesome and have just great bits of knowledge to share with you. And a lot of them have been working there for a really long time. So they know a lot of stuff. So if you can get them talking, that's awesome. But yes, so many great things, you know, just a great way to relax. The boat.
I like it. Yeah, boats are just, they're awesome, especially at night. There's something about being on a boat at night.
It's so cool.
Yep.
All right, Ricky. Give us another that's okay. Not from 1994.
Not from 1994. This will be from 1998. It is at Disney's Animal Kingdom, which opened in 1998. So this is actually an area that is kind of near Mr. Knoll's, which is like a stand. I think they have falafel fries, or at least they did at one point. And Caravan Road, which is another stand that has, again, quick. Sometimes these stands are open, sometimes they're not. Let's put it this way. So there is actually a little alcove, and I think it's seating for those two restaurants for people to go to. And it's just not a lot of people know about it because half the time one or both of those restaurants are not open. So the seating area is pretty much open for regular guests to just kind of, you know, hang out or whatever. It's one of my favorite places to go to actually watch the Tree of Life Awakenings at night, because not a lot of people know that you can see the Tree of Life Awakenings from the backside. So this is on the backside of the Tree of Life, and it's a great spot to just kind of hang out, relax, and catch the Tree of Life Awakening show. And I love getting to hang out here. It's great. And like I said, very tranquil, because not a lot of people know that it even exists.
Till just now. Good job.
Till just now. See, I gave it all away. Don't take my spot. If you see me, give me your chair.
Okay, so this is the 10th one. This is the last one, but I figured out a way that we can all get it in. See, I tried to think about everybody. I've been thinking about this the whole time we've been doing the other 9. Like, I don't want to be the guy who takes the extra one. You know, it's like if you take the last cupcake or the last cookie, like you're a villain. I don't want to be a villain here. I'll be nice.
Cupcake and cookie.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. One of the best places to relax at Walt Disney World is in a rocking chair. Now, yes. Rocking chairs are found various places around property. We're all going to give one place where we can chill in a rocking chair. One of my favorite places, Port Orleans Riverside, on the little outside of the food court, little check-in area. There's always a few rocking chairs right there. Looks out over the marina and Old Man Island at night. No better place to chill and have like a sweet treat from the food court. So that's where I'm going with my rocking chairs. Pam, what about your rocking chairs?
So I'm going over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I'm going to sit around the fire outside. Sometimes they have people telling, you know, a story there at certain times of the night, but I'm right there when they pull out the night vision goggles too. Yeah. So I can see them as well. But yeah, that's where I'm going.
All right, Ricky, final word on rocking chairs. Where are you rocking?
I'm rocking in Tom Sawyer Island. Now, I know I've had this conversation before. They used to have two chairs that overlooked the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Now they only have one chair, and they moved the other chair somewhere else. And I don't know why. It's still on Tom Sawyer Island. I've said I've been half tempted to go pick up the chair and move it back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But then I'm afraid a customer will be like, ma'am, where are you going with this chair? Don't worry about it. But yeah, the rocking chairs at Tom Sawyer Island is my favorite place to sit and just chillax.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? If you're stressed during the big game, just think about this list. And that's here's right. The thing. Drop by our Facebook page this weekend. We're going to put this up and give your favorite place to relax at Walt Disney World, something I'm sure we've missed, because Lord knows, one of the things you need the most on a Disney vacation to Walt Disney World
is
a place to relax. Just chill for a few minutes. So let's throw that list together on Facebook this weekend. Please drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Throw your 2 cents in on the comments, and we'll all have a place to relax on our next trip. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when you want to head to your Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, heading out on the Disney Cruise Line, great onboard credits when you book a Disney cruise with the Magic for Less, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great destinations. Really, honestly, this is a great place to start a vacation planning. It's got great pictures, great resources to get the trip started. And while you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form. An agent will get back to you right away. It's good, conversation just to get the trip started. You're not locked into anything, but you can look at dates and availability and initial pricing. Then you can see, well, what's that trip going to cost if we add a park hopper? What's that trip going to be if we go to a quick service dining plan? What about vacation protection? What about throwing in a memory maker? All that kind of stuff. You don't have to have that hashed out from the beginning. You know, just put in some dates of resort and who's going. That's where you start. Then we kind of tweak things. You know, I like to tell my guests, it's kind of like a big funnel. You know, you start off with a big wide mouth, you know, with a lot of ideas, and we funnel it down to just the perfect vacation package. That's kind of what we do until we get it exactly what you're looking for. And again, services are absolutely free to you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As you do that online shopping, please click through that link. It supports everything we do here on the show, and we sure appreciate it each and every time. So brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at beourguestmike. All right, time to get out of here for the weekend. We hope that you have a great one. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading the show, for streaming the show, for being a part of our community. Over 2,000 Be Our Guest podcast lizards in the running team right now. That's crazy. Lots of fun stuff going in over there, so check that out. We have lots of conversations over there. And just thanks for being a part of the podcast family. We can't thank you enough for that. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe and go whatever team you're rooting for. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.